Welcome again to another episode of DC Exposure with your lovable host, Ryan, and those other guys.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm Kurt.
I'm Kim.
Howdy ho.
And today we're going to be talking to Ryan Avdum, who have been calling Ryan Avdum since the day you were born.
I have been called much worse. So,
so most people call you Avdum? Yeah. It's one of those names that it just...
Yeah, I don't even correct most people.
Okay, thank you.
It is Ryan Avdum.
Avdum.
Yes.
Long ah, as if you were singing a background choral arrangement. Avdum. Okay.
Exactly.
We've got it. So, Ryan, the purpose of this whole podcast is to kind of garner some attention to some of our area musician friends. Because
I'm honored that you consider me a friend.
I mean, we just met, but yeah.
I think we've became rather close in the last hour.
You know what? That was trial by fire.
You know, we went back and forth via text message. I felt the connection there.
Yeah.
A little spark.
Funny story.
Yeah, exactly.
Funny story. As soon as you guys get here today, you and your pal Joe Gemmel.
Yeah, hi.
Hey,
thanks for having
Joe.
Everybody say hi to Joe.
Yeah. You walk in, you text me that you're here. Yeah, come on in. No more than 2 minutes before you get here, we've got a microphone in your face. You're sitting around a couple of microphones, and we're singing classic gospel music together.
It was great.
Yes. Probably the best thing to just make us feel comfortable. We're just
exactly.
musicians.
Get in, sit down, sing.
That's exactly how that works.
Oh, you don't know the song?
No. Skip the pleasantries.
Barely even said hello. We were on a mission, man. I apologize.
No. Absolutely love it. Would rather do it that way. And we're honored to be part of that. That was cool. That was a lot of fun.
It's going
to
be great. And we'll be sharing that as well on DecembersChildrenND.com. So, Ryan, you're from the Lankin, Fordville, Grand Forks area?
No, and no.
I was going to just throw a bunch of towns at the wall.
If you just name every city.
Keep going. You'll get there eventually.
Hong Kong?
Okay, so where are you from?
I'm from Pekin, North Dakota.
The
big city.
Okay, so that's even worse than I thought.
You blink and you will miss it, I promise.
Well, we've been in Pekin. That's a nice place, though.
It's nice for a small town that has no businesses anymore, and they keep it up real well, so it's cool.
Yeah, and they have the Nelson County Arts Festival over there, and that's big. Have you been invited to play that, I'm sure?
Yeah, I'm actually playing it this Saturday.
Okay, so, okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Is Stephanie still, or Nicole, or should I throw names at the wall?
Yep, honestly,
whatever name.
It's going to be terrible, and she's going to be not happy that I
Jessica
can't remember,
is her name.
Jessica, it is.
Yep,
it
and it's her last year. Yep. See, Kurt, I know my stuff.
Eventually you'll get it.
Yeah, by the 40th name, I got it right.
And if it's not Jessica, I'm sorry.
No, it is. It is, and it's her last year or so, and she's great. She's done a great job with the community, so that's great that you can be a part of that. So you grew up in the Pekin area. How many people are there, 20, 30?
Yeah. Is it less than that? Maybe 50 on a strong day. I mean, there's not much, and most of them are family, so that's kind of neat.
Okay, now did you grow up on a farm or in the city proper?
Right in town.
You're kidding me.
Running
it's a city
town.
Country kid like we were.
Back then, there was, we ran wherever we wanted to, though. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a little farm. My grandparents had a farm right south of town. So we ran back and forth, and I mean, things I would never in my lifetime let my kids do, we did. So it was fun. It was cool. So
we asked this of everybody, musical background. How did you get into this? Were your parents musical? Any family members musical? Or one day pick up a guitar?
Yeah, I just love music. My parents were always very supportive. I mean, every show I've ever been to, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but honestly, especially as a kid, they were always there. So they supported it. They're not musical themselves. I've always loved music. I went through all my phases. I liked my rap music. I liked my Snoop Dogg.
I didn't see that anymore.
And I went through my country phase back, when country was still
cool.
Had some substance to it. Yep, yeah, when it was cool.
Yeah, that's the general
theme of the day.
Consensus for the day. Yeah.
My first concert I ever went to in my entire life was a Garth Brooks concert. So.
Okay, well, now that's country.
We'll have to get Garth Brooks in here someday.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Bring me in, too. Yeah.
Okay, so you pick up the guitar. What age do you think?
I was 13 when I first got a guitar.
Okay.
And the motivation behind that purely was I had a good friend of mine, Brandon Baker's his name. Amazing drummer. I mean, even at that age, was just you could just look at him and go, "Wow, this kid's got it." And he played a trap set like you wouldn't believe. He was playing, in the high school pep band and doing all that stuff. He was really, really good.
And this is in Pekin.
This is a little bit later because 13, our schools all came together and we were kind of the whole county.
Okay.
But Brandon, just amazing drummer, lived out in the country up by Whitman.
Okay.
Whitman.
And so we would.
I'm glad Kim's here for geographical reference.
Yeah, exactly.
Reference.
Whitman.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Is it named after Walt Whitman?
I'm not really sure.
So he's from Whitman.
He's from Whitman. Okay. Amazing drummer. Still today, amazing drummer. hardcore heavy metal, man. I mean, just to the core, even though it was back then. So back then I wanted a guitar because I wanted to, you know, I thought it was cool that he was playing the drums. Why not play the guitar? Let's start a band, you know? And we would literally, for hours of the day, we would go down his basement, turn off all the lights, turn on a strobe light, and just play the heaviest guitar we could ever play. No substance to it at all, just going, and, you know, you'd walk upstairs, you'd open the door, the light would be, you know, blinding you, you're sweating like crazy. Yeah. And that's how I got my start. That's why I bought a guitar. That's why.
Okay.
And slowly we, you know, another friend kind of, I was self-taught. I mean, I'm even today, very mediocre guitar player. I mean, I can do what I need to do for the songs that I write, and that's probably about it. But,
right. In the guitar playing is different than that. It's a whole different ballgame. The lyrics, did you start, what kind of music, when you say you were playing heavy metal, what kind of music were you playing? Was it AC/DC or was it was death metal?
It was, I mean, back then it would have been more along the lines of the Godsmack and things like that.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. So and at what point
detuned
did you
say, a lot?
What's that? D-tune? Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
As far as just,
you know, as much distortion as you could possibly get. I mean, there was no notes being played, for sure.
Okay, so at what point did you say, you know what, I can write songs? And was it the same type of music?
Honestly, for quite a while at that time, we just did that and messed around and did the best that we could do. And then another friend of mine named Charlie Young, he started learning to play the guitar. So then I kind of switched over to bass.
Okay.
Just because he was a better guitar player than I was. And he would sing and play guitar, and then I played bass. We were a three-piece, and we did that through high school. We called ourselves Solar Lemon was the name of our band.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was something else. And it was fun. I mean, there's people today that will literally... We recorded one time. There used to be a little studio in Hatton, North Dakota. It was an old bank that they converted to a studio.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we actually...
Wow.
Me either.
We recorded there, and it was, quite the deal. But there are people today that will come up to me with a Solar Lemon t-shirt or a Solar Lemon CD. Because my mom, again, very supportive, like helped us get t-shirts and CDs and cassette tapes. I mean, we had all kinds of stuff like that.
I just have to say that Solar Lemon sounds like a Fruitopia flavor.
It sure does.
Do you remember Fruitopia?
No, and on our t-shirts, it was like the planet Saturn with a lemon in the middle of it. That was our thing.
Okay,
but we're, you know, this is 13, 14, 15, 16 years old, we did that.
I need this recording.
What's that? Oh, Solar Lemon? Yeah, I have it.
It's funny how you kept that under wraps.
Yeah,
okay, never
I
told me about
that.
Solar Lemon till now.
It's something else. Yeah, it's something else.
Were you doing lead vocals?
No, I just played guitar on that. Okay. That's it. And after that, we got busy in school, and we didn't play very much. But then we started playing again. We kind of got back together, the same three of us. There was a battle of the bands. It was like $1,000. You know, we were kind of over the battle of the bands thing, but $1,000 is $1,000.
Yeah.
So we thought we could do all right with it. So... we went up there and we practiced and played and for a couple of weeks, and then we went in to do this battle of the bands, and they're like, well, what's your band name? And we just were like, no, we're not going to go Solar Lemon, so let's think of the dumbest thing we could possibly think of in that moment. So we went with the Salisbury Rhino Brothers. That was the name of our band, the Salisbury Rhino Brothers. So we go and everyone's laughing when they announce us, and whatever. We win this thing, we take our money and we go home. Well, after that, we're like, well, we should keep doing this. Like, this was fun. We did well. People enjoyed it. We've been writing a lot. The three of us have been writing a lot. So then we changed our name. We were huge into the Doors at the time.
Oh, okay.
Myself and Charlie, a bandmate, we wrote most of the songs. And we were both just, we lived together, hardcore into the Doors. I mean, I could tell you the words to every Doors song there is. I mean, I'm just a huge, huge fan. So our music kind of had that vibe to it. So we went with Blind Poet. Jim Morrison, American Poet. That was our thing. So we were Blind Poet for quite a few years. Did that for a while.
Like a band.
Grew up a little bit. Some things happened and kind of ended up not playing together anymore.
Okay.
And, here and there, get together to do some things. But other than that, that was kind of when I started doing stuff by myself, was after that.
Okay. So how do you think your sound has evolved over the years? Is it, it's different from Blind Poet and Solar Lemon?
Blind Poet was very Doorsy, very blues, kind of a dirty blues sound to it. Solar Lemon, I don't even know what to call that, man. I'll have to show you that sometime. It was something else. But, I really got into the Doors, the Beatles, stuff like that. I mean, that's my backbone right there.
Mm-hmm. Doors and the Beatles. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, as is... millions of people out there. I mean, that's the way it goes.
Beatles, never heard of them.
Yeah.
We've made that joke on pretty much every podcast,
Paul
I think,
who?
So far.
John who?
Yeah.
Okay, so how did you meet up with this guy over here, this Joe Gemmel?
We knew who each other were in high school and stuff. He's up in the Fordville area. If you were to guess
right
on that one.
And our very own Kim is from Lincoln. I'm not going to say Fordville this time. Even though I consider them the same thing.
Paid for that.
Don't get it mixed up.
I have paid for that a number of times.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
But yeah, so we actually was it a he was playing in a band called Nothing Rachel. And I was,
why are you, you know what, guys, do you know how long it takes us, took us to decide on our band name? And it was a direct ripoff of somebody else's.
Yeah, we did it. And the problem is we got stuck with it immediately. So how you guys can keep changing band names, I suppose changing lineups and things you can change.
Well, right, you try to, you know, and
I'm sorry to cut you off. Our band name was just, we overrid one of the members.
Yeah.
It was a 3-1 vote because it was after the one guy's girlfriend was named Rachel at the time. So it was an inside joke. You know, what are you up to tonight? Oh, nothing, Rachel. And so we kind of forced it on him. So,
oh, that's great.
We didn't all agree on it, but we ended up all loving it in the end.
Yeah. Note taken, you need inside jokes. We don't have any.
They're there. You know they're there. They're you just got to find them.
They're there. So you're in Nothing Rachel, yeah, and that's okay.
I was doing Blind Poet. We both ended up playing, was that UND? Something at UND. You know, we went and did the Doors thing. Did our, you know, we were playing our original songs that sounded like the Doors. Played some Doors covers, and they played. And then after I was done with the Blind Poet stuff, then I actually went and kind of played some with them and their band for a little bit.
Okay, and now this is a relationship that continues to this day.
Yeah.
You two.
Yeah, yeah.
There was
since you're still in the room.
A few years where we didn't really, when we saw the band, Ryan was playing bass, and my buddy leans over and goes, man, the guy's the best one in the band there is playing the bass, so.
And that never happens.
I know him, let's ask him over, and then we just kind of hung out for a while, so. Yeah.
Okay, and you do a lot of music at Half Brothers. It's a live music venue and brewery in Grand Forks. It's great to offer the opportunities that they do to original bands because there's no places for that around here.
Right.
So you two, where Ryan Avdom goes, Joe Gemmell goes, and vice versa, right? Kind of at Half Brothers?
Yeah, I mean, I can be honest, and this is going to upset him that I go on and on.
That you're so much better.
You know, no. That is not true at all. He has helped me get to where I'm at, like, honestly, because I'm not real technical, and I'm not. So he comes and he helps, so like these recordings that you have. I mean,
okay.
He does that. I don't know how to do that. He helps me with those things. And over the years, we've played a lot together and written a lot together. So whenever I play, I try to get him up, you know, and play a few songs. And he returns the favor when he plays. So we have our own shows where we play for our 2 hours or whatever. But for maybe 3-4 songs, we always make sure we pull each other up. And
okay. Now, Joe, you're a songwriter, too. You write words and music?
Yeah, that's true. I'm not as prolific maybe as him. I have about 15, 20 songs that I've written. So I'm getting better at it.
Yep. Well, you're a heck of a vocalist. I was going to tell you, my dad had caught some of the live feed from Half Brothers. That Gemmell guy.
Yeah.
You can sing.
Those Gemmells.
Those Gemmells, I tell you what.
So do you
They're
ever
very
do
charming.
Is that right? Well, you know what?
Depends who you ask. Yeah,
charming.
We just got.
I don't know if I can swear on this, so I'm just going to leave that one be right now.
So we got to do a little quick connection here between our very own Harmony background vocalist Kim Rost with or Carlson at the time with Joe. So she's your favorite sister, and that includes your actual sister.
So we Sorry, Laura, if you're listening, but she was in my sister's class at Fort Vilenkin High, and she was over all the time. And
all the time. I was an honorary Gimmel for a long time. Yeah. if you can honor that, I guess.
Still holds true today. Come on. That is one thing about that family, though. I'm kind of an honorary Gimmel, too. And treat you that way all the time. So
yeah, amazing.
We keep the good ones.
Yeah.
Okay. They even like some people outside the family more than the folks inside. Apparently. Okay. So do you two ever collaborate at all then on the songwriting? You're playing the guitar, you're riffing, and you're writing, or how does that work?
You know, it's something that we do a little bit. We try to help each other out. I mean, I don't think we've really written anything together
yet. Well, you got to start that.
But, I mean, to this point, like, we live half an hour away from each other. So, you know, our phones, technology, anytime I write a song, the first thing I do, we use an app called Marco Polo. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
Nope.
It's just, you can shoot videos to each other. It's awesome. I mean,
you
just, boom, pull up the video take. So any song I've written, literally pretty much every song I've written, I pull up, I do a video, I send it right to him. And it doesn't take up any memory on your phone or anything, so it's kind of nice. It's a cool app.
Oh, that's nice.
But we just shoot stuff back and forth. What do you think of this? And, you know, give each other advice. And so in that way, we do collaborate. I mean, everything goes through him before it comes out to everybody else. So.
Okay. Now, Joe, there eventually will be a Joe Gemmell podcast. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Okay,
so
great.
So we'll prepare on it. But just quick, what do you think your style is? Do you mesh well? Are you more country? Are you more blues? Or
No, I match a lot with what Ryan does. A lot of folk music and some country, like more traditional Sturgill Simpson, maybe kind of country.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Sturgill, man.
So, Yeah, he's terrific. Acoustic music.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, now are either one of you thinking about getting a band together?
You know, it's something that I haven't. I mean, I've done it. It's fun. I would love to do it. It's just the hardest part is getting to know who. If you mesh with them, I mean, you know, you guys have been, you guys right. are fortunate sure. that you've been doing this for so many years that yeah. you got that part figured out. But if you remember back to the early days, that's the hardest
it is
part,
tough to
know?
Find.
You
folks.
Have to, you have to spend 20 years.
Right?
You do.
Yeah, exactly.
Building a band. You do. And then everybody's got to have the same goal, the same dream. Maybe the right. bass player just, I kind of want to do this on the weekends, but I got kids, baseball, hockey, and all this mm-hmm. stuff, and exactly. they don't want to do it. It's hard to get, especially this stage in our lives, to get everybody together yeah. and practice. So I think yeah. what you're doing, at least, you're able to get out there. And yeah. You're able to express yourself.
I said all the time, listen, I mean, I love, you know, the songs that I've written would change immensely if it was in a band setting sure. with yeah. more instruments. Oh, I mean, so it's just,
we were listening
I think
last
about
night
it all the time and just like, this. God, I don't know, you know, it wouldn't even, I can't even imagine what it'd sound like. I mean, I used to do a little task cam and I would do some recording and I would play all the different parts and have a friend of mine, Brandon, come in and play a little drums. And it was just like, wow, this song turned from this.
Yeah,
this.
Isn't it funny how that...
Unbelievable, mm-hmm. you know? You sometimes there's a time and place for just the acoustic sound and everything, yeah. but some of the songs can be so much more, and that's something that I haven't really... I mean, I've written 50, 60 songs, and I mean, really, almost all of them, I have no clue what they'd sound like with a band. No idea.
I love when you go into it thinking it's going to be this light country song, and it ends up being like a, right. like a rock song. All right, I guess
awesome,
that's what
though.
It is.
I
yep.
mean, it's just...
Yep.
Get your mind blown just yep. by listening to your own songs. Yep. That's yep. really
well,
cool.
Well, that's the beauty of being able to record and hit the studio, and we'll definitely be able to help you on some of that stuff, but... to be able to show, to have both. Okay, you got this. Because let's be honest, it's kind of tough to sell music these days.
Right.
So at least if you have that cool recorded version on YouTube or your website, you can listen to it there. Come see me live, I'll do an acoustic version because right. that's real popular right now. People like that.
Yeah. It is. You know, and it's one of those things where, I mean, I would love to be here standing here talking to you about my album, you know, but that's right. not something I have. So it's, but it is something that I've wanted to do for years. I mean, I've been in the studio with the bands that I've been in, and to be able to get in there myself is something that I've always wanted to do. I mean, we've looked at the GarageBand and all that stuff. I mean, one of the recordings I think I sent you is just something we quick whipped together on GarageBand. It was cool. I mean, we'd never really experienced it, you know, so we don't really know.
No,
so
a lot of these sound great. And I think that the recordings that we have, and we'll play one shortly, the live, and you said it's taken right off of the board at
yep,
Half Brothers,
yep.
but man, that's good amazing. Quality. Yeah, and the way the crowd is mixed in there is
yeah, exactly.
just terrific.
And that took us a few tries. We had, maybe that was like the fourth or fifth show, and we finally got it dialed in.
So yeah. if you yeah. can just do that for us, that'd be great.
I mean, it works out pretty good. I mean, for a while I was playing twice a month at Half Brothers, so we had lots of times to, and with mm-hmm. Joe playing there as well, to, you know, dial it in the best that we could. And there's some where we went through it, and it's, you know, it didn't work out, but I mean, for the most part, we've got a lot of material to pull from, and they turned out to be pretty good recordings.
Okay,
it would still be nice to sit down and actually do.
And I think that's in your future.
You know?
We'll discuss that after hours for sure. okay, just quick because we're gonna get to the music here shortly. But when's your next Half Brothers gig? Do you got one booked?
I play on the 26th.
26th of June.
Yep, 26th of June. I'm actually playing at the, I think it's the Grand Forks Fair. They called me the other day to play at the fair.
Oh, okay.
I'll play on a Thursday night and a Friday afternoon.
Okay.
The fair coming up here.
Okay.
And then I play in Pekin this weekend. 26th at Half Brothers. And then kind of to be determined, I've every year for the last, I don't know, 9 years, I've played at the North Dakota Museum of Arts, puts on the concerts in the garden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. I've done that. I've opened for that for every year for the last,
that's
yeah,
a fun
the last
one.
9 years.
It
oh,
is.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely love it. I've had some amazing experiences there with some of the other artists and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with William Elliott Whitmore. He's kind of a
Whitmore
folk singer.
Dam, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. But he's from Iowa. He's an amazing musician. Kind of a big, I mean, he's put out many albums. He's got his own little record label, and he's just, you know, kind of a big deal. And just to meet him, I opened for him twice. And one of the times I literally walked up, and he's like, I didn't know who he was. I had no idea.
Yeah.
He's like helping me carry my equipment. I mean, some of these guys are just genuinely
it's
like
nice
really
to see.
Guys.
Yeah.
You see that a little bit more in independent music
yeah,
scene.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that's
for
what
sure.
it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So but I'll be doing that this summer as well. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, that sounds great. And, you know, it's probably what, every month you try and hit Half Brothers?
Yeah.
So kind of hit the Facebook page. And
exactly. Yeah. I usually try to schedule something there every month and work in some other shows when I can around there. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do 2 hour, 3 hour show? Or?
2 hours.
Two
yep,
hours?
2 hours straight.
Okay. That's about right. That's
yeah.
what we do too. Because yeah. I think it's anything more than that,
it
gets a little
gets,
bit hairy.
Exactly.
And you do all originals or is there a couple of covers?
I might throw in a couple of covers.
Yeah.
But for the most part, one of the things that I love about that particular venue is I can go up there, I can play 2 hours of my songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's no other place like that
exactly.
in this area.
There isn't. And that's something over the years that, I mean, we've, a good friend of mine who plays music in Fargo, his name's Tom Peckskamp. He, him and I came to a decision many years ago, like, I'm done with the bar stuff.
Cause yeah.
I'm not going to get up and play Freebird. I just, you know, I mean, it's fine. It's, I'm not saying it's a bad song. It's just when yeah. the drunk guy in the corner yells it for two hours. Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. So it's, I kind of stopped all that and yeah. just trying to play places where I can play. I mean, I play some covers. I play Never Get Out of This World Alive by Hank Williams.
Oh, and we should have done that earlier.
I mean, I love that song. It's yeah. one of my favorite songs of all time.
It's the last one you ever recorded, I believe.
Yeah, I think you are correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, some other unknown songs that people probably wouldn't even know are covers. Some Deer Tick. I love Deer Tick.
Oh,
one of
yeah,
my favorite
yeah.
bands in the whole world is Deer Tick.
Yeah.
Langhorne Slim, some stuff
oh,
like that.
Oh, yes.
But for
yes.
the most part, you know, I'll sprinkle in two or three of those, but then I'll play all my own
isn't
stuff.
Isn't it funny? And that's kind of how we pick our covers, too, is they're kind of, if it isn't a Stone song, but we'll pick some right. that are a little off the wall, and folks might not even know that they're...
They wouldn't have a clue. Yeah, yeah right. They might just assume it's your song.
If we're going to
yeah.
do a cover, you're going to think it's ours anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. By design.
But it's fun. I mean, it took me a long time to get to the point where I was willing to put something that I wrote myself, not as a band, just that I wrote out there. I mean, that was a big step for me, but now it's, I still get nervous. I'm still nervous. I'm still screw up when I'm up there and I, you know, give it my best, but
it never stops.
Never goes
yeah,
away.
Exactly.
Stop
getting
right.
nervous.
And it's yeah. probably a little bit good.
But
know?
I think it's great because if you go in there not nervous, that means you think that you're so good. You have
right.
no reason
yeah.
to be nervous.
Yeah.
And then it's just, that's unhealthy. Nobody's going to like you then. If you're not nervous, no one's
exactly.
going to like you.
Yeah.
I that's the way I feel.
That's
about
a very
it.
Good way to put it.
So you know, you were talking about Dead Poet and you were into Jim Morrison and that kind of stuff. Yeah. That has to be big time inspiration behind your lyrics, because your lyrics are not generic drivel. I noticed that last night. I'm making my little notes here. I was actually impressed with the way the story. You must like to write story songs,
right? Yeah. It's
There's a definite story. There's a rising action, and there's a
yeah.
there's everything.
Denouement.
There you go. Thanks, Kurt. This is what he's
yeah,
here for.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah,
whatever.
Denouement.
Whatever
he just
he's
said.
Just said. Yeah. That's totally right.
That's
up
what
here.
That's what
yeah.
you try.
Yeah.
But yeah, I noticed that right away, and I respect the heck out of that. I just we don't write story songs. I've never really. It's an art form. It's
you know, it's something I can't say that I always try to do. I mean, there's definitely at points where I'm telling a story, and it's
yeah.
you know, it's this setting up for the, or you know, getting ready for this to come up here really kind of had, I was setting back and thinking, which song should I send you and do all that stuff. I really kind of looked back over my songs over the last few years, and it was really interesting, even just to, I don't know if you guys have ever done that. You write all these songs and then you step back and go, wow, you know, like this song's a really upbeat song, but if you yeah. really listen to it, I probably wasn't in the best place.
Absolutely.
You know,
oh,
it sounds
yes.
great and people are tapping their toes, but yeah, you know, and that's how I am as a person. I mean, you know, if I'm having a tough time, I'm still going to put a smile on my face
yep.
and try to be, you know.
I love to do that to people though, yeah. too. You know, they're sitting there tapping their feet to that.
Exactly. It's like, you have no idea.
Yeah.
You have no clue.
Why is he going to drive his car for Bridge? It sounds so.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But I, you know, it's something that. You know, I'm mediocre at best at playing the guitar, but I feel like I can, you know, it's taken me a long ways to be able to put a song out there, but I feel comfortable with them now. You know, it's taken me some time, but it feels good.
So I wanted to ask before we start playing some of the songs, do you think that growing up in rural North Dakota, do you think that that small town Pekin atmosphere, do you think that shaped your lyric writing in any way, or your style, or...
The
way you view things?
For me, I wouldn't say it's so much geographical like that. It's probably more life experiences. I mean, life's crazy, man. It's up and down and all over the place. And, you know, it'd take us all day in another one of these to talk about life, you know. But
sure.
it's for me, it's probably more life and just the things I've experienced and pushed through and dealt with. And
sure.
You know.
Some of the cold-hearted people you've met along the
yeah,
way.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Is that something about cold-blooded? Which is a song I'm referencing that we'll
yeah.
be playing shortly.
Yeah, that's one that it's pretty literal if you listen to all the words.
Yeah, that's
so
kind of what I was getting at. In fact, let's start with that one. This is cold-blooded, and here's what I thought about this, okay? Both Kurt and I were kind of like, it's kind of got a Black Crowes feel to it, your
okay.
vocal style,
all right.
your delivery on there. And this may not be what you meant about the song. This might not be, but we've said often enough that it's great if you write words that are just vague enough to mean different things to other people. So
exactly.
this mm-hmm. might not mean exactly what it is to you.
That's part of the fun.
And yeah. you've got
and I try to do that.
And you've got that.
That is a conscious effort to me. To,
yeah.
This might mean this to me, but it's curious to hear what other people.
Okay, yeah. So and that's great because this, being too literal is not good.
Right.
So what I got out of this was, and maybe because I knew that you were from a small town. Actually, I didn't. I thought you were from Grand Forks right. or somewhere else, but you're from Pekin. So I thought that it sounded like a guy in a small town who was dealing with, well, literally some cold-hearted people in a very hectic environment. If you had, as if you had come into a big city and you're all just awful. And you're messing with the.
Unfortunately, that's usually how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like that, and it probably doesn't mean that to you. What is this song about?
Well, it in general, I mean, it is. It's I'm a type of person that I love this, you know, sitting with a few people, but I don't like. I mean, this world is too people-y for me.
Yep.
And you know, sure. So it's dealing with, you know, maybe people that have forced me into situations where it's just too crazy and too many people, and it doesn't matter what I think or what I feel or what I, you know.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay.
So you're pretty close, man.
Oh, all right. I feel good about that.
We'll take it.
And this is you live at Half Brothers.
It is.
Yep. Okay.
It's a December morning, and my hands are stone cold. I'm walking down the street tonight, my intentions are controlled. Well, the moon, it shines, letting darkness light my way. With my lips so shut, so tight, I ain't got much to say. Oh, I never gonna understand. Oh, and you're never gonna change. Oh, I just want peace again. The back of my mind to the tip of my tongue, it's a disconnect from it all. Oh, you're so cold-blooded.
Yeah.
Don't you mind my.
All you crazy people out there. See, I'm never going to understand, and you're never going to change.
Exactly.
The world isn't going to change for you.
It isn't.
And that's I really like that song.
Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate that. That's good.
And at the end of this one, I do kind of like how you do a kind of a tempo change, and then you go slow again. So that was.
I like to move it around a little bit if I can.
You get a full band behind that one, it's going
to
be.
Well, and honest to God, I've thought of that a million times.
We've talked about
pick it up like that.
Dynamics before.
I love dynamics.
And that's one of the most important things to making a song interesting.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, change tempo, man. That's,
Okay, well, Colt.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys like that one. Thank you.
Oh, certainly do. And okay, there are a couple of other notes. I love the vibrato on your voice. It's very Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, that was the first thing that I thought of when I heard
it. Not
that.
Comparing,
like, oh,
and this is not a slight against you, but it's good. I don't have
Eddie
a vibrato
pretty good
at
too.
All.
Right.
And I've always wanted a little bit of vibrato.
That's something that's kind of came a little
Joe's
more.
Joe's shaking his head. I don't know
I'm
why.
I'm just having an epiphany right now. I've been singing with him for years, and then you say Eddie Vedder, and I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Like, wow.
It doesn't get any better than this. That's funny. Yeah.
I mean, some people don't want to hear that they sound like somebody, but I just thought there might have been an influence in there.
No, I mean, I've never been a. I mean, obviously, we all like certain songs.
We're not Pearl Jam
fans. I've never been a fan, I guess. Yeah. And honestly, that's the first time I ever heard that. So,
but it's just the vibrato portion.
Yeah, and it's something that, I mean, over the years, as I've gotten more comfortable, it just kind of came out. I mean, I can't say that I'm consciously trying to do that. I mean, I suppose maybe a little bit, but not. I mean, if you were listening to me a few years ago, it was not like that.
So you're evolving, and that's great.
Yeah.
As far as the lyric phrasing, I heard a little bit of Bob Dylan in there.
Yeah, I mean, always loved Dylan. I guess, you know, I like how he's kind of telling a story, but it's
like
the same,
ISIS.
Yeah,
right?
That's a great song.
Darn right.
One of the best.
It is. Yeah. And I don't know, and I kind of heard that in there.
Yeah.
But,
no,
I don't
hear that. I never thought of that, but yeah.
Okay.
That's cool.
That's what these are for.
But that's part of the deal. Like, honestly, like, this is cool. For you guys to listen to music and give me some feedback and tell me what you guys think. I mean, I love that. I don't get to do that enough. I mean, Joe tells me what he thinks, and I care about that to a certain extent, I guess.
I care about that to a certain extent. Listen to this guy.
He knows I care. He knows I love him.
Now
he's so cold-blooded.
He's never going to change either.
Yeah, no shit.
The song is about you, Joe.
Yeah. It's really about Joe. Don't tell him.
So another song that I really liked on here, the note that I wrote about this, and perhaps you can tell us a little bit more about it, because you're an interesting character. There's definitely a mask in front of the deep well that is Ryan Ogden's emotions.
That's
so
deep, man. That's real deep.
I thought that this was, I liked one of the lines in here. You said, the way we cry when we got nothing left, okay? Yeah. I put identity crisis mixed with madness.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, had to mix this with madness.
I love it, yeah.
So this is Red Balloon.
Red Balloon, yeah.
Oh, the sky is so dark and your skin is so pale. I wonder, when am I gonna fail? It happened again on a Sunday afternoon, sitting here howling at the red blood moon. It's a shame the way we laugh, the way we cry when we got nothing left. I've gone crazy, locked in my mind. Feel like I'm just killing time.
Little chords.
That was my fault. I hit the wrong button.
Yeah, I had to be your fault. Way to pick that clip.
Right?
I just like the lyrics.
Oh, no, I know. Walks down
the you see, you're crazy here. Going crazy.
Yeah, a little bit.
She cries three lonely tears. One understands. Screams, I don't want to wait. I want something new. Sitting here howling at the red blood moon. It's shame the way we laugh, the way we cry when we got nothing left. I've gone crazy, locked in my mind. I feel like I'm just killing time.
And now you had sent me a link to a recording with one of your buddies playing some Dobro on there.
Yeah, it was just kind of a... I was playing opening for the Pines.
Okay, now was this at the Empire?
Yeah.
The okay, I thought I recognized
Empire.
That.
And I had a good friend of mine who a couple years ago was... He'd play along with me whenever he had a chance to. He lives in Fargo, so it's kind of tough. But he plays a mean Dobro, so it was kind of cool. This is one of my favorite songs to play with him because he kind of, at the end of it, would kind of go nuts a little bit. And,
okay. Yeah. And now this isn't taken from the board. This is
right.
From somebody's
this
camera.
This is literally a cell phone video, so it's, you know, the quality's not the best. But you can kind of hear... his name is John Erickson. He's just a talented musician, and it's just a lot of fun to have him at.
Yeah, you can tell that, yeah, that's definitely a song you could just go to town on.
Right, exactly.
If you could tune up your old Dobro.
That chord progression,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, it's pretty...
And that's probably part of where you get madness from. And it probably lends itself to that kind of lyric, too, that the E minor C B thing.
Exactly.
I've always loved that.
Yeah.
Progression. There's an Elvis Costello song, and I'm blanking on the name of the of the song right now, but that's where I first heard it, and I was like, yep, okay, yeah. I'm going with that.
I mean, that song.
I Want You is what the song's called.
I Want You?
Yep.
I'll check that one out.
Yeah, okay, so we like that, and it is. It's definitely the chord progression. I thought, well, this guy's crazy. But
yeah.
I mean, but
yeah,
I don't mean you. I mean the person in the song.
Right, we're maybe not entirely far off in the other way, too. You know, with my whole life, I've
Ryan was in a bad place when
with,
he wrote that.
Anxiety and depression and stuff like that. So but it's amazing how a lot of really cool songs can come out of that place. Yeah. I mean, it's really hard to write a happy song.
There's no art in happiness.
You know, it's almost it comes off as corny.
Yeah, you feel silly doing it sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's you know, you can look back on those times where you struggled and you can go, well, at least I had a few good songs come out of that.
Yeah, so. There's something to take from that for sure. So, Joe, do you write? Are you as dark as your pal here, or are you just the ray of light? Are you the ray of sunshine in this duo?
I'm the definite ray of light, and no,
no.
Depends on the day. Some days it's darker, some days it's not.
Okay, you guys you're recently in a songwriting contest that the Half Brothers are putting up. What song did you? What song was it? I was going to write that down too, but I love their harmonies. You two sitting in an old house. Where is this house? Don't tell us exactly where, because I don't want people to ruin your spot, but it's in the vicinity, right?
It's around the general area of Pekin, North Dakota.
Oh, okay. So. Well, nobody knows where that is, so we're good shape.
We're golden. I can tell you the exact coordinates and nobody knows. So.
Okay, well, that's a great, I love that. And you've done a couple of videos from that house, right?
Yeah, we, we just kind of had one day. It was colder than hell. I mean, it was...
It was a January day, but it was like 40.
So it was nice for January, but still pretty damn cold.
Pretty cold yeah. to spend and a couple hours out.
We just kind of started going around to different places. I mean, we have some videos where I'm sitting on the old rail cars that are parked at the Pekin Elevator, and there's videos in this house, and we went... There was these... They were replacing the tracks, so they had just... I mean... hundreds of yards of railroad ties. So we were sitting up on that. So we were just finding cool places to record videos and trying to get stuff out there a little bit. So that house though was just a really, I mean, we were seriously at any time we're wondering if something was going to cave in on us,
but yeah, it was that's just a pretty old place.
I'll let Ryan go in first.
Yeah. Typical. Exactly. But it was really cool. I mean, the colors, if you see the videos, I mean, yep. they're really neat colors, and there's old furniture and the springs popping out. And I mean, it was really neat.
That's great.
I mean, I don't play with shoes on. I mean, unless I somehow am not thinking correctly, but I never play a show with shoes on. I don't like it. I'm not comfortable. So even like when we...
His shoes are off now.
When I play, I like to take off my shoes. So it's like I'm taking off my shoes and there's glass and stuff yep. all over the place. And I'm... Yeah, it was very strategic recording.
I've noticed a lot of people like to play with no shoes on. What is
for me, I don't like wearing shoes in general.
It's
just a
comfort thing?
Yeah.
I get it.
I like barefoot.
Well,
interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Well, the song that you guys did was pretty good. I love the harmonies. Just good luck with that one.
Yeah, that's a song of Joe's, actually.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Joe wrote that song.
Porch song you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I wrote a year ago or so.
Okay. Yep. Now, you're continuing to write then. Is this something always. That you do constant?
Yeah, always.
Every little instant of your life?
My process is probably skewed compared to me. I don't know how everybody else writes. Unfortunately, I don't have enough conversations with people to know how they did it. But like growing up and other friends of mine, a lot of them are the types that open up their book and they write lyrics. And how do you write? I'm curious.
I just live life and I observe things and I think of ideas that I want to get on paper. I meet up with this guy right here. He throws out a couple of chords. I hum a melody. Maybe a couple of words come out. I record that, run to another room, and write lyrics to that melody.
Awesome.
To the idea. And so that's how I do
it. I mean, for me, my person to bounce things off is Joe, mm-hmm. but in the sense of just writing myself, I have my notebook,
yep.
but I actually just take out my phone, I hit record,
yeah.
and I just go and sing right off the top of my head. Some of it I keep, some of it I go back, like you said, mm-hmm. and get your notebook and rewrite the lyrics and do stuff like that.
Yep,
So that's kind of my process. So I'm constantly doing it. I might be driving in the car, I pull out my phone and write down an idea or a little phrase or something that I got in my head that I'm like, oh, I really like that.
Yep, that's exactly really what cool. you got to do. That's exactly how you got
to do it. I
pull
my phone up right now and there'd be all kinds of weird stuff in my that if anybody else were to read it, they'd go, what the hell is going
on?
But
you're going to take from that big pool exactly, and eventually, yeah. I mean, 400 ideas might finally become one song.
And I've done that before yep. where it's like this, and this made it into this song because yep. it fit,
Yeah.
So we recorded a couple songs like at a campfire in the garage or something, and he just freestyles an entire song for 3 minutes and maybe changes like a couple words or some timing or something. And it's pretty much done. I've seen him write entire songs as he plays them, so...
Well,
this would save us so much time if you did that.
Well, yeah. believe me, there's months where I can't think of a thing. Yeah.
I used to be able to do that, but I can't really anymore because I feel like, I did that. I'm my own worst critic by now, but it certainly is an effective way
Isn't
to do
it. Isn't it funny how songwriters none of us know how to, we're not taught how to write songs.
Right.
We just start writing, and then we're like, well, how do you do it? And then you're learning, like, exactly. oh, okay, so we're all kind of doing something similar.
We're doing
but
it very similar. Like, it seems weird to you that you're doing it this way, but when you talk to others, it's like, oh, well.
Isn't it great, though, now with phones? You got these little recording devices?
There's times where I've been driving down the road, and it's like you get a melody in your head, and you, like, record yourself real quick.
Yeah.
You know, just singing that melody.
I always
just
do video, like, face down on my knee or something, and I'm just singing as loud
as I
can.
Exactly. Yeah, it's funny how that works.
Okay, well, it sounds like our methods are working, fellas. We just did a podcast on songwriting.
What's the deal?
What's the deal on songwriting with December's Children?
We have a jingle for it.
We wrote a jingle quick last night.
Can you sing the jingle?
I could play you the jingle. So
I want to hear it. Now. You brought up the jingle. So
last night we were sitting around and we're like, okay, well we want to do because we're going to do exclusive content on our Patreon page, right? And this would be for
Are you okay?
Yep.
This would be for patrons, right?
I was sure I was going to get hit in the face.
I have a chipped tooth from something like that. I was playing at a show and someone kicked the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Tooth. Wow.
I got a chipped tooth from a cologne bottle, Kurt. Thanks
yes,
a lot.
You did.
Oh, no.
Was that me that hit the bottle?
That was you that hit the bottle. Yeah. Yeah.
Because then Pete Matka had to file your tooth down with a...
Filed it down.
Wow.
With a nail file.
With a metal file. With a metal file.
How dumb was that?
That's rock and roll.
I just
roll
like
right
that
there.
Name, Pete Matka.
Pete Matka.
Pete Matka. Yeah. Pete Matka.
So last night we realized that we needed to... Right. We're going to do finally this exclusive podcast for our patrons, and we're going to give some tips. And again, just what works for us. But we're like, we probably needed an opening.
Okay. Yeah, this is the quickest one-off recording.
All right. So we came up with this.
What's the deal? What's the deal?
Yes.
What's the deal?
I love it.
Water
I absolutely
almost
love it.
Came shooting out of your nose.
That we wrote in when we tried
What's
to
the deal?
Say.
What's the deal?
Here are some tips that we've learned you can use as
What's
you
deal?
May.
What's the deal?
You can write to now, just don't steal from us. That's the deal.
Don't steal from us. That's my favorite part right there. That is amazing.
Oh, no, you gotta get to
oh,
the
Kurt.
End. Yes.
What's the deal?
So,
yeah,
I love it.
So there you go.
And, you know, a lot of our creativity is out of necessity. I don't know why it's not like this in my life. I do not work well under pressure at all. But for some reason, when it's writing songs, like we need a jingle in 4 minutes because we're going to do
or
this.
We
podcast.
Need an Irish song. Okay, we do it.
Right, you just do it. Yeah. I like that pressure for whatever reason. I think it's because then you have that excuse of like, well, I had to. They made me.
Right, exactly.
So yeah, so this wasn't something I spent a lot of time on. Yeah.
Right,
guys.
You can always use that backdrop. And, like, I think looks at you funny, well, I just do this.
Well, again. They made me. Yeah,
they
so
made me do it.
I think that's exactly why.
When I first heard it, I don't know why, but I thought of The Roots. Like, it sounded like something that would be on The Tonight Show, that The Roots would be.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was kind of the thinking was like a...
Absolutely.
It was like
yeah.
a TV, like a late night
yeah,
show
that's
sort
good.
Of song.
Like
yeah, we watched a lot of Dave Letterman, a lot of Paul Schaefer. Like, stupid human tricks. Yeah. Okay, we are having altogether too much fun here. This
no
is great.
Such thing.
No, there isn't. Daryl Singletary even knew that long ago. Lord rest in peace. So, okay, Ryan, I think you're gonna have to come back here again and do yep. more as you write more songs. We'd love to have you back in the
yeah,
studio
I'd
here.
I love that, man. Thank you.
So what we're gonna do now is we're gonna play some live music. And Joe, are you gonna join in?
Yeah, I'll join in. That'd be fun.
Yeah,
okay, nice. Are you going to kick him off of the guitar?
I don't. Well, it depends on what we're going to do. So, yeah, he's for sure going to play the kazoo. So.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's for sure going to happen. Yeah.
I can't wait.
One of we'll the premier kazoo players around.
He's kind of being thrown into this as far as playing. So we'll
I'll have to break out the kazoo mic.
When we get off here, he might tell me to screw off and what are you doing?
And you guys came in the same car, too. Oh,
yeah,
that's awkward. But you're driving,
it's
right?
It's going to be a long drive home.
You guys have Uber here?
Oh, yeah. Man. Well, I think Kurt's going back today. So this is just great. So you're going to be working on some more music, and yeah. I do think I see a December's Children Ryan Ovdum compilation or at least studio get together in
That'd
the very near future.
That'd be great. I'd
All
love
right.
It.
All right. So we're going to move some microphones around a little bit, and we're going to get ready to hear live in the studio Ryan Ovdum with special guest Joe Gamel and maybe special guest Kurt because he'll probably be. I said maybe.
Okay.
Thanks, Kurt.
Just because you never know, he might just pick up a guitar and just start playing.
He's
that's
always
he
welcome. Always yeah. welcome.
All right, so we're going to move around some mics, and we'll join Ryan Ovdum live to the studio right here on DC Exposure.
His next song is called... Next song. This first song is called I Can See the Light. Kurt's joining me on guitar. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, here we go. It's not your usual night. Well, I'm hooked on a feeling. It'll be alright, I know. My soul needs healing. Well, my mind tells me lies. I'm staying dry in the rain. I'm gonna cut all ties. Oh, ain't life strange, yeah. Thank you.
As I look to the west, I'm gonna climb that mountain. You think you know what's best? Oh, I'll decide if I want them. Well, tomorrow I see what you're doing to me. Well, today I don't care. Oh, hurt me some more. I said hurt me right there. Well, I see you and you're looking at me. Well, I can judge you too. Yeah, wait and see. Well, I see you. It'll be all right. Yeah, it's nothing new. I can see the light. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm gonna live forever. When I find that fountain, you know it's now or never, no, not right in the head. It's a state of mind where my comfort lies. I've no sense of time, oh, I'll never know when, and I'll never know why. Will I see you, and you're looking at me. Yeah, I can judge you too. Come on and wait and see. I see you. It'll be alright. It's nothing new. I can see the light. Oh no.
Nice. That was nice. That was nice.
That felt good.
Okay, so that's called I Can See the Light.
I Can See the Light.
Okay. Are we changing partners here, or are you just going to do a solo tune here for us, Ryan?
We can change partners.
What's that?
Changing partners is a good song, too.
Who sings that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Joe, we might as well. There's an Elvis Costello cover of it. The song's called This Side of the Road, written a couple years ago. Joe Gimmel joining me with some harmonies.
Okay. So.
I would hear him play it, and I just would sing it to myself, like from the crowd, and then we just put it together. It's
made magic after that.
It is magic.
It's the best we can do. Anyway.
Let's make some magic.
Thanks.
This side of the road, it ain't easy. This side of the road, oh, you could die. It's best to stay on the other side of the road. And may your feet take you to anywhere you wanna go. We set our plans here, we said we'd make it over there. Now we're in the same spot, what the hell are we still doing here? Well, we've had our fun travels. Seen us around, maybe it's best to keep singing, never be found. This side of the road, no, it ain't easy.
this side of the road, or you could die. It's best to stay on the other side of the road. And may your feet take you to anywhere you want to go. Or thunderstorm warning and quarter-sized hail. Stay away from the window, forget about checking the mail. Oh, but now it's so still, I swear, it'll weaken your mind. Well, I just heard thunder, so now I'm feeling fine. This side of the road, no, it ain't easy. This side of the road, oh, you could die. It's best to stay on the other side of the road. And may your feet take you to anywhere you wanna go. Well, they say that it's best to just to keep life easy. But if life is so easy, I swear that God is teasing me. Well, the harder you live, the more knowledge it brings. Well, the harder you give, the shorter you live. This side of the road, no, it ain't easy. This side of the road, oh, you could die. It's best to stay on the other side of the road. And may your feet take you to anywhere you wanna go. This side of the road, no, it ain't easy. This side of the road, oh, you could die. It's best to stay on the other side of the road. And may your feet take you to anywhere you wanna go. May your feet take you to anywhere you wanna go. May your feet take you to anywhere you wanna go.
I felt better about that one.
You nailed it. You nailed it, guys. Great job. Great job.
I felt better about that one. That was good.
Now you may go.
This next song is called The Good Lord Giveth. Special treat for you all. Face melting kazoo solo from Joseph Quincy Gimmel. Where the good Lord giveth, and Uncle Sam taketh away. Where the good Lord giveth, and Uncle Sam taketh away. Working night and day, I'd like a little more take on pay. Well, the good Lord giveth and Uncle Sam taketh away. Well, my rent's so high, cost me $300 and a dime. Well, my room's so small, had to go outside and change my mind. Last week I was on the TV show, by accident I won all the dough. Well, the good Lord giveth and Uncle Sam taketh away. All right, Joe. Sight. The cost of food's got me eating light. Well, the good Lord giveth and Uncle Sam taketh away.
job down at the plant. I'm going on welfare, get food stamps. Where the good old give it to Uncle Sam. Take it away, one more time, Joe.
Yeah, that is it. This one's going to be hot, guys.
This one's going to be a winner. This is a winner. That was fun. This next song's called Invisible Man. My new good friend Kurt's going to join me on guitar again. Walk around this house, there's nowhere to turn. A photo on the wall, another lesson learned. I don't wanna forget, I just want my own life with the people I love. Oh, and a place to call home. These muddy waters, oh, they sure. Guess I'll never know. I try to run as far as I can, but I can't get away from this invisible man. Always running in place. There's comfort in my tears. There's nothing I would change. Well, it's the start of the show, and I'm on the ground. Trying to walk away and not let it fall down. These muddy waters, oh, they sure do flow. But where do they flow? I guess I'll never know. Try to run as far as I can, but I can't get away from this invisible man.
guess I'll never know. I try to run as far as I can, but I can't get away from this invisible man. Well, I can't get away from this invisible man. Well, I can't get away from this invisible man.
This next song is called, I'm calling it Pick Line Blues.
Now, this is brand new?
Brand new song, yeah. Just wrote it a couple days ago. Kurt's going to join me. Spent some time in the hospital, so kind of wrote this based upon the last couple months. So it's
perfect.
Yeah, it's a fun one. Here we go.
Stop this train. Well, if you know the answer, please give me a call. Well, if it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Can't barely sleep and I can't stay away. My heart beats slowly and I can't run away. Well, every time I turn around, I stumble and fall. Well, if it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Medicate me, I can't see straight. Medicate me, I can't see straight. Walking around like it's another day. Well, didn't see it coming. Then I ran into that wall. Well, if it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Pain and sorrow, it's another day. It's running blindly, baby, through my veins. Every evil, oh, I do recall. If it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. I lay here empty for another night. The people around me try to find the light. Well, I've had enough of all this. Please help me find my shoes. Well, don't worry about me, darling, I've got these bad luck blues. Well, don't worry about me, darling, I've got these bad luck blues. Oh, don't worry about me, darling, I've got these bad luck blues. see straight. Medicate me, I can't see straight. All right.
I think you got it, fellas. I think you got it. Nice work. Hey, that's not bad.
Solo, that worked well.
That worked really well. It was awesome.
Written from a hospital bed.
Yeah.
Right there. Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us today, Mr. Ryan Ovdom.
Thank you.
We will have you back in the studio again soon. Will you write some more songs wherever you're going?
I look forward to it, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks
you
for
bet.
Me.
This has been
thanks.
Another
thanks, Kurt.
Yeah, no problem.
High fives all around. It was kismet. This has been another episode of DC Exposure. We'll be having episodes updated all the time on December's ChildrenND.com. Have a great day.